cars, baby, if you know what I mean. Angel in the front seat, Eddie in the back, I'd hear connecting dots on a map. You're the best thing since Backroads, baby, pedal to the metal with the windows down. The sunshine setting on a cross that saved me, hanging from a rear view with dirt clouds. Two lane heaven's one hell of a view.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department submitting notice to reclassify marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 drug. That lower classification would put marijuana on the level of steroids or ketamine. President Biden, in a video message on social media, says it will also reverse long-standing inequities in criminal sentences.
No one should be in jail merely for using or possessing marijuana. Period.
The proposed rule is subject to a 60-day public comment period before the DOJ makes the final scheduling determination. Michael Cohen, the former fixer to Donald Trump, back on the stand in the hush money criminal trial. Defense attorneys are trying to poke holes in Cohen's testimony and credibility, claiming that Cohen lied about key evidence, including Trump directed him to pay Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about an alleged affair. Parts of Texas and Louisiana bracing for another round of volatile storms, including a high risk for flash flooding tonight and the threat of tornadoes across the South. This is ABC News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Beijing, that trip highlighting growing ties between Russia and China.
Relations between the two big players have never been so good. As President Putin says, just last year, bilateral trade increased by a quarter to around $240 billion. As a direct result of the Western sanctions, China now is Russia's main trading partner, with Moscow diverting the bulk of its energy exports to its neighbor in exchange for high-tech Chinese electronic components. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Pfizer is reportedly settling thousands of lawsuits involving Zantac, that drug maker agreeing to pay up to $250 million to settle more than 10,000 lawsuits in the U.S. over cancer risks associated with the now discontinued heartburn drug. Pfizer says the drug did not cause cancer when used as directed. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh. What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A former Kenosha middle school teacher accused of sending inappropriate selfies to a 14-year-old student is in court Wednesday. Prosecutors say 29-year-old Christian Enright sent hundreds of Snapchat messages to the girl, some with sexual implications. Enright pleaded not guilty to 22 misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct that his attorney tried to dismiss.
I think that the criminal complaint is completely lacking in establishing that at the time that these alleged messages were sent, that they tended to cause or provoke a disturbance.
Prosecution, however, disagreed.
I don't see how looking at these images, anyone could say that it was appropriate for a teacher to send these to a child.
Enright posted a $5,000 cash bond. He's to have no contact with schools or children. A week after a ransomware cyber attack struck Ascension Hospital System, patients and providers remain frustrated. Wisconsin Federation of Nurses President Connie Smith tells Fox 6 Milwaukee nurses are having to work off paper records, and that can be challenging in some settings.
When you're comparing exams, that's where we're going to have our biggest issue, because you don't have the comparison there to look at. All we want to do is be able to give the best care we can, and we can't.
Ascension is one of the nation's largest health care providers, operating 140 hospitals. Some varieties of cream cheese sold at Aldi stores in Wisconsin are being recalled for possible salmonella contamination. The cheeses are from Schreiber Foods, and they have sell-by dates from October 20th to September 22nd. The varieties being recalled are the whipped cream cheese spread, chive and onion, and strawberry cream. Aldi says you should toss out the contents of the containers, but you can bring back the tubs for a full refund. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Clouds begin to clear this afternoon, allowing for some sunshine and some low 70s. But as the system kicks on out of here overnight, it'll give way to abundant sunshine tomorrow and highs in the low 80s. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Brown from the U of Missouri. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, the host of the Talk Chip Flory.
It is not quite as rare as Halley's Comet.
Uh-huh.
It's not quite as rare as a total eclipse of the sun.
Okay.
But every now and then we show up in the same place at the same time prove that you and I are not the same person.
Now, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
You've been out and all over the place. The last time I was on location was with Joe Stackler. Where were we? Was that Kentucky? It was January of 22 is the last time that I was broadcasting from my mom. That's right.
We let you out. No kidding.
Murray State. Wow. Yes, Murray State. That's where it was. Murray State.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So well, this is very exciting for me.
Welcome. This is what it looks like on the outside world.
This is it, huh?
This is it.
It's not bad out here.
No.
I kind of like it.
Well, I think the world kind of likes you, too.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. That is Davis Michelson. And we are at the Farm Journal Breakthrough event. It's an industry event that it's first time. Yep. And it's an interesting group here. And we're going to pull some of the speakers, including today's guest, Scott Brown from the University of Missouri and Arlen Suderman from Stone X Group. They were talking about the ag economy and what it looks like going forward. And Farm Journal's monthly monitor of ag economists.
Sure.
So we're going to we've got a preview. Even before the information is published on agweb.com, we've got a preview of what this month's monthly monitor from the ag economist is telling us. So we've got a lot of ground that we need to cover today.
Absolutely. And I have no idea what to expect, actually, economically from that report. So to get an early look.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. And are things changing and what might cause that change in a positive way
right. For
the ag economy going forward is something that we're going to spend a little time on today.
You bet.
All right, let's get to the news.
Well, I'm going to start with the National Weather Service weather. They're calling for a high risk. Level 4 out of 4 high risk of excessive rainfall has been issued for portions of East Texas into Western Louisiana today. Dude. For weeks, heavy rainfall has fallen across the Gulf Coast states, Chip, so any additional rainfall today will likely lead to life-threatening flash flooding. Severe storms capable of producing large hail, severe winds, and tornadoes will also be possible in central Texas. Look out.
The rain on the Gulf Coast has just been unbelievable, and it is going to create all kinds of problems again today.
Yep. On day two of the Wheat Quality Council's HRW Wheat Tour, scouts found an average yield of 42.4 bushels per acre. That's on samples taken from western and south central Kansas. Chip, that's up sharply from an average yield of 27.6 last year in the same areas.
Yeah, the five-year average is closer to 40 bushels per acre. So this is still better than what they found on the four-year average. And that average excludes 2020 because there was no tour in 20. Yep.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the food price index was unchanged in April after increasing just 0.1 percentage point in March. The food away from home index rose 0.3 in April, as it did in March. The food at home index rose 1.1% during the past 12 months.
You know, this is something that you and I have been very, very much focused on over the past several months. And it's the affordability of that trip to the grocery store.
That's right.
And how that is going to change things going forward for the average consumer and how it's going to change what they're putting in their shopping cart.
Right.
It's it is something that it is having an impact on the average consumer out there right now. There's no question.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, the U.S. consumer price data for April met market expectations, showing a decline in the rate of inflation compared to the first 3 months of 2024. This positive development was welcomed by the markets, with all three major stock indices reaching record highs yesterday.
Man.
Chip, another barge crashes into a bridge, this time in Galveston, Texas, yesterday, spilling an unknown volume of vacuum gas oil into the water. The city of Galveston says the U.S. Coast Guard is responding and will determine the extent of the spill.
Dude, do not accuse me of having a tinfoil hat or of looking for black helicopters or any of that.
Okay.
But is this too coincidental that we've had two vessels run into very important arteries of trade and commerce in this country?
It seems a little conspicuous.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I straighten up out there, guys.
Yep.
If this, if these are legitimate accidents, number one, straighten up. It, and if we're not looking into the conspiratorial side of this, we're not doing it right.
You absolutely, you can't just dismiss it out of the
head. Can't.
No, no.
Yeah.
In other news, Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, both of Iowa, led the state's delegation in calling on USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack to swiftly approve Iowa's request for federal assistance. Governor Kim Reynolds and Iowa Secretary of Ag Mike Nagg made the request on behalf of farmers hit by severe storms and tornadoes last month.
Yeah, western Iowa just got smoked last week, Minden area in particular. So there's need for some assistance.
Well, Chip, U.S. fuel makers rushed to refit their facilities to accommodate renewable diesel production. Reuters now says that rush has created an excess supply of the low-emissions biofuel that's shrinking refiner profit margins and threatening to slow or halt the development of what's still a very young industry.
A very young industry. As a matter of fact, it's an industry that's so young that it's struggling to find its balance. That's what we're looking at right now. The market is developing for the renewable diesel, but for right now, the supply is out in front of it.
Well, 25 trade associations representing producers, feedstock providers, blenders, consumers, and retailers of low-carbon biofuels sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen asking the Treasury Department to finalize and publish guidance for the 45Z Clean Fuels Production Credit ASAP. The new credit is designed to incentivize domestic production of low carbon fuels on a technology neutral basis.
Producers right now are already thinking about setting the stage for the 2025 crop.
Yep.
When the 24 crop's going in the ground, they're thinking about the 25 crop as well. Those are decisions that are could be influenced by some of the policies that are need to be announced.
Yep. Well, Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow and Representative David Scott in a letter emphasized the commitment of House and Senate Democrats to passing a strong bipartisan farm bill that supports farm and family safety nets and invests in rural communities. Stabenow and Scott stressed the need for a bill that maintains the tradition of providing food assistance to vulnerable Americans while still supporting farmers facing the climate crisis.
Yeah, I don't like the way that this is developing at all, because they don't need to say that the Republicans are trying to kill this bill or that the Democrats are trying to kill this bill. It's they don't like it, so they're calling partisanship out, and instead of working together, Yeah, it's ugly.
Just one more note here. Beijing is reportedly considering a proposal to have local governments buy millions of unsold homes to boost the slumping property sector. A vacation home in China might be cheap right now, buddy.
I guarantee. Well, honestly, I got a feeling that a vacation home in China is cheap most of the time.
I would think so.
At least it is in my book. I'm not spending that money. But anyway, we are in Kansas City. Davis and I are at the same table at the same time. And sitting right next to me is Arlen Suderman. Arlen's from StoneX Group. We're going to talk about the ag economy going forward next here on AgriTalk.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
Ahead of planting season, the Be Sure campaign, organized by the Growing Matters Coalition, is back again to protect pollinator habitats and safeguard biodiversity across America's farmland. Since 2019, the Be Sure campaign has helped educate millions of growers and applicators on best management practices and responsible stewardship when applying neonicotinoid products. For guidance, tips, and resources, visit growingmatters.org/besure.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Take control with Brandt and Zup Zinc. Elevate your crop's health and yield with this enzyme-based zinc solution. Designed for enhanced nutrient uptake, plant vigor, and supporting early growth. Take control of your corn and soybean yield with Brandt and Zup Zinc. Visit Brandt.co to learn more. That's Brandt.co.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Atticus, providing battle-tested chemistries you know and trust.
That's really disappointing.
What's that?
It used to be when this bump music like this would play, I could look over at you and you'd be playing the drums. You'd be dancing, moving to the beat.
I didn't bring my trumpet today.
I'm
just sitting here.
There's a piano around the corner.
I got to go. I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Jeff. That is Davis Michelson. And yes, we are actually together in the same place at the same time. For the first time in a long time. So, and joining us right now is Arlen Suderman from StoneX Group. Arlen, how you doing, man?
You here?
Yeah. Okay. Big Apple Joe. That's there you go. You got it. Big Apple. How are you, Arlen?
I'm doing well. It's good to be back with you, Chip.
Good. It's good to be back with you as well. I told you what we were going to start with, and here I am. I'm changing it up on you already. because we're very close to Kansas. They're doing the Kansas Wheat Tour right now. I got to get your take on that, on what's happened through the first couple of days. What do you think?
Generally pretty good wheat in the northern day one of the tour across the northern part of the state. That was kind of expected. I think there were probably a few more problems than what I anticipated. The real problems were expected to be in the western and southern part of the state, and they did find problems there. But the tour average for day two was 42.4 bushels per acre. That was up over the five-year average of 40.8.
Yeah.
But again, that five-year average has last year's devastating yields in it, which was down around 27 bushels per acre. So I think the bottom line is we confirm there's a lot of problems in the southwestern plains stretching into eastern Colorado, Oklahoma, and Texas, but nothing really new.
Yeah.
We've got some disease problems. We've got more freeze damage than I think a lot of people thought out in that area. I think,
and some mosaic is showing up out there.
Exactly right. So there's some problems. It's not really headline driving. The primary thing driving the headlines, and what I've discovered over the years is the U.S. wheat market trades Russian weather stories more than it does U.S. plains weather stories. And I think that'll continue to be the case. And that's probably the most intriguing story right now of all the supply and demand fundamental stories out there in the grain and oil seeds.
Yeah. You know, that's what it's like as the life of the supplier of last resort, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because the U.S. has the quality storage to store wheat, and we have the variable rate storage to pay to store it.
Yeah.
And so we become the residual supplier of the world. And as long as Russia is dumping cheap wheat at record pace onto the world market, the world is ignoring the fact that world stocks are continuing to decline. And of those stocks, over half of them are in China and will never be on the world market. You start curtailing that supply in Russia, and we think the pivotal level is about 85 million metric tons, then you start to change the dynamics of the wheat market. That has implications for the corn market as well. The last time we really did that was 2010. In 2010, we doubled the value of Chicago wheat in 5 weeks' time.
Yeah. Yeah. So there is some potential explosiveness in this market that we got to pay attention to. And if wheat can rally, then corn can rally. If corn can rally, beans can rally. It's kind of one builds off the other at this point, isn't it?
It really is. And again, I'd say if this was a year ago, the market would probably still be discounting it because we were in a commodity deflation period of time. But as we started warning our customers 6 months ago, expect by the second quarter, we'd move into a reinflation phase. And historically, the funds don't want to be short the commodities in reinflation phases. They want to be long. And so we've seen that flip happening here over the last several weeks. And some fundamental stories suddenly became their excuse to do so.
Yeah. So at the open of the show, I described the ag economy as a battleship, and it takes a long time to turn it. And there's got to be a reason for it to turn. It doesn't just turn. What you just said about an inflationary play in the commodities, that's part of the key ingredients, because that is. It's not the only determining factor that's going to bring speculative money into the ag commodities, but it's got to be there, or it's not going to happen.
Yeah, more and more we're seeing money flow drive the value of commodities in the short and the medium term. Now, I like your example of turning the ship around, and I want to warn people, we haven't totally turned this ship around. No. So we're in that risk phase. But I see us moving in that direction because I think there are structural things in our economy that will lead to continued reinflation pressures, causing the funds to want to own the hard assets. We're seeing it in land, but I think we're seeing it more and more in the commodities as well. And that, yes, means inflation for input costs, but also for what we produce.
How does the basket of tariffs that the Biden administration announced on goods coming in from China, how does that influence the inflation ideas going forward?
It just adds to it.
Yeah.
The geopolitical risks means we're changing trading partners. So we're no longer trading with who's the most efficient to trade with. we're lengthening trade routes, but Panama Canal has been closed to grain trade. That should start reopening over in the months ahead as rains are now starting to fall again. But the Red Sea is basically closed for a lot of grain flow through there, taking longer routes. So we're seeing more expensive freight. Ships are on the water longer. The costs are going up. Who you do business with, all of that increases the cost. It is inflationary. We're seeing it happen. We're seeing there. I could go on the list of things that are inflationary in the structure of our economy.
Yeah.
And I see it still continuing trend in that direction. I do not see that changing anytime soon.
Right. Right. Well, speaking of things that aren't going to change anytime soon, it's easy to draw the differences between President Biden and former President Trump on most political issues. But when it comes to trade, it seems like they're operating from the same playbook, Arlen.
Yeah, it really is. I was remembering the criticisms coming from President Biden when there was the Trump administration.
And it's different then.
Well, and if somebody's talking to my Chinese employees about it, as we talk about the cultural things and how it's perceived and stuff like that and what's going on in China. And the very fact that the Biden administration is now in, and we attended a conference not long ago by the IMF, it had a lot of East Coast elites at it from New York and Washington, and they were talking about there's zero difference in trade policy toward China now between Biden and Trump, and how things have changed over the years. And what that says is the polls are supporting that. It's a politically advantageous stance to take, being anti-China, and China needs to take note of that. And I think they are taking note of that, except for they're not working to change. They're working to double down in the relationship with Russia. As Xi met with Putin today, he said, we have invested so much in this relationship. We have to keep going forward and nurturing it because we are the peacekeepers, basically, in the world. We're the ones bringing harmony to the world.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we are going to look at this and say the Biden playbook on. Trade looks very similar to the Trump trade book. You got to look at what Trump did next, maybe anticipate what Biden is going to do next.
I think there's one big difference that I've learned from my Chinese employees, and I'm not trying to be political here, but this is an observation.
Okay.
Is Trump was very effective with Xi Jinping because of one thing. In the Chinese culture, you do business with who you have a relationship with.
Uh-huh.
And you'll remember back that Trump put himself at risk at times in criticism on the media, saying Xi Jinping is my friend.
Yeah.
And he kept talking about Xi Jinping as his friend and about his family and stuff like that. And that resonates in the Chinese culture.
Right.
And he said Xi Jinping respects Trump because he knows what to expect out of him. And he respects that strength and that relationship.
Interesting.
And he doesn't know what to expect out of Biden. And so that causes him to react differently in a more risky way, so to speak. Because he's always afraid of what the Biden administration might do next. He knows what to anticipate out of Trump, and therefore he does deals with him.
Well, what Trump did next was the MFPs, Market Facilitation Program payments, basically ruined the market into China. And it feels like China has got kind of a rolling set of retaliation against the U.S., the way they backed away from our soy complex, the way they backed away from corn, the way they bought and then canceled wheat. Could it be that the next thing on the ticket is some big payments coming from the Biden administration? It's an election year. I don't think we can rule it out.
Yeah, there's basically about $1 trillion available to the Treasury this year, and it's estimated by some that Janet Yellen used about 3/4 of that between now and the election to help stimulate the economy. Agriculture might be able to get part of that if he feels like he can move the needle among the rural voters.
I think it's something that we're going to have to watch very, very closely going forward. Arlen, it's great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely my pleasure.
All right, that is Arlen Suderman with the Stone X Group. Coming up next, conversation with Scott Brown from the University of Missouri right here on AgriTalk.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle ready. Meet your ally, AticusLLC.com.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So outside, I wanna be. So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from Pro Farmer.
Joining us now, Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Beach, taking a look at what's going on in the grain. We backed off from the highs in the wheat market, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, Chip. Starting to firm up a little bit again. We had hit a soft patch there and turned lower, but a little bit ago.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk up 30 to 21.15, July up 35 to 20.53, August up 31 to 20.10, September up 24 to 20.06. Meanwhile, live cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all moving mostly higher. A positive export inspections report, higher beef prices as well, all helping to support live and feeder cattle markets along with lower corn prices. Hog markets mostly higher, even though there was a disappointing export inspections report. But pork cutout values, they've been slightly lower, but cash prices have been higher, and that is helping to provide some support. June live cattle up 90 cents to 179.15. May feeder cattle up $1.57 to 244.72. June hogs up $1.35 to 98.85. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower today. Corn markets moving lower as there's really been little fresh news to help move the market higher. The Daily Wire was also quiet. Soybeans mostly lower as the NOPA crush report was down 4.2%. Yesterday, that was below expectations. Wheat markets mostly higher. Overbought conditions has led to some profit-taking. Also, Matif wheat also moving lower today. New crop corn down 5.25 to 481.75. New crop beans down 2 to 1199. July wheat in Chicago down 6 to 659.75. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You know what we haven't talked about enough this week is class 3 milk.
No,
we should talk about that at some point today if we can.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That sounds good. What's market doing today?
We've kind of backed off from the high earlier this week, but currently around in the June contract 20.88, just up 3. It's pulling back just a little bit on the day.
Yeah, $20 milk is it.
You hang a 20 on that, you got something.
It's a whole lot better than 16. That's for sure. That is for sure. All right. Welcome back. We're talking about change in the ag economy and what might be driving that change. And joining us to continue the conversation, Scott Brown from the University of Missouri. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good, Chip. Good to see you in person.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Each month, Farm Journal and the University of Missouri work together to do a survey of ag economists. About 70 are included in this survey, to kind of take their temperature of what they see happening in the ag economy going forward. You were up late last night working on the latest survey results. I haven't seen any of it yet, Scott. What did you learn?
Well, I think number one, when you look at just kind of the outlook for farm income or crop prices, livestock prices, generally a lot of sideways from what we saw back in April with this May survey. In some cases, a little more optimism. Other cases, more pessimism. But generally, I keep saying sideways here.
Okay, sideways, but there is a slight downward bias from where we were a year ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely correct. I'm thinking about just month to month what we're saying. But when you look at the long term, and we ask the economists where things stand generally today relative to 12 months ago, most of them will answer at least slightly worse off.
Right.
And I think that comes off of the highs that we would have seen back in 2022, Chip.
Right.
It's not surprising that we're answering that. Maybe a little more concerning is that when you ask them about the next 12 months, we still get more answering slightly worse off than slightly better off, which just tells me we're continuing to move to what's going to be tighter margins as we look ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. What is out there that has the potential to change the direction of the ag economy? Is it, does it have to come from the commodity markets? What is it?
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things here that I always like to talk about. Number one is demand generally.
Yeah.
What are we doing with the general economy? What's consumers' behavior? How's it going to change? Because I think we look back at 2022, and for things like hogs and cattle, demand was incredibly good. Mm-hmm. I think consumers had a lot of money in their pockets, willing to spend on meat products in particular. You look today, and there's some signs of concern when you think about credit card debt, et cetera.
Yeah.
And so I worry about what that means. I think that's, you know, number one. And I'll keep saying weather matters.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of rain in some parts of the country, at least at this point. I think that helps potentially forage supplies recover on the cattle side. So maybe we think about expansion in some states. At the same time, dry weather later this summer puts a smaller crop in the bin and maybe gives us even more optimism in corn and soybean prices.
Yeah. You and I have talked about this before, but I think it's worth mentioning again. Yes, weather matters. Pasture conditions matter on expanding that beef herd, but we also have to make that female more profitable in the pasture than she is in the feed yard. I don't think we've done that yet, have we?
Boy, when you look at where cow prices are, there's some opportunities to let that cow go to market. And I think we're seeing operations who are making that choice of, we're worth too much to go into the feed yard right now. That I think will eventually change, Chip, but I'm not sure we're there yet.
Right.
I still think we have some folks who are saying, I don't want to expand until I have some forage supplies built back.
Right.
It's one thing to have a better start, but we really haven't built back those forage supplies.
Exactly. That I think is exactly part of it. But also what needs to happen is we need to crush demand at some point. And we just, it's unbelievable the way that box beef market has popped back this week. We've not crushed demand.
No. And it's, you know, in the old days, we would have corrected demand at this point
by now.
And all right. So I will say, as the economist, I think demand for beef is very inelastic with respect to beef prices.
Jeez.
Consumers want beef. The cattle industry should pat itself on the back for creating, I think, its niche of, hey, if I want to go have a really good product, what am I going to go have? I'm going to go put steak on that plate.
Yep.
And I think that has served this industry well.
You know, the steak is the celebration. The steak or prime rib is the celebration, but hamburger is your everyday.
Yes.
So pat yourself on the back twice, beef industry.
Yes. It is amazing that we haven't seen hardly any demand cutback, which I will keep saying, don't be surprised for that day to happen. Consumers change, but the investment in better genetics, higher quality beef, a more consistent eating experience, all of the things that we did from very bad demand of the early 90s is paying dividends today, I believe.
Man, I think back to the what we were doing in the 80s with the lean beef and all that, and just, you want to talk about a battleship that was moving in the wrong direction. That was the beef industry, and it's good to see what can happen when we've got everything going in the right direction. What else did you learn from the survey?
Well, I think one of the areas this month was a lot of discussion about how do you work on the expense side of the equation for crop producers who likely are going to talk about tighter margins as we look ahead. What are the changes you can do on the, you know, expense side? So we were polling economists. What do you think is going to happen? You know, number one, I'll say one of the things that came back, we asked them a number of categories. One was, do you purchase lower price seed? Mm-hmm. We got very few answering yes to that question. Most would say no change. I think this is the point to be made about, hey, I want to cut costs where I can, but I also don't want to increase the risk.
Right.
And I want to make sure that I'm using the best combination of inputs to maximize revenue, to reduce the risk of short crops. So seed wasn't at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Not purchasing machinery was really at the top of the list. And that's probably not surprising that we get that answer. Shopping for lower operating interest was another one that got on the list of likelies. In terms of industries of concern, you know, the economist said it's the machinery industry that's going to have to look carefully at what 2025.
There's going to be some great opportunities on the machinery side. I think we're starting to see. I talk every Monday morning with Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, and he has pointed out the recalibration of the high horsepower tractors, in particular, how things are starting to step down and. He's got real numbers from a year ago right now to where we're at today. And there is a setback. I don't know if we factored all of that in. Based on what I'm hearing here, it sounds like there could be some better buying opportunities ahead of us.
Yeah, so I think you're right, Chip. So it's going to depend on operation by operation, right?
Yep.
So I think you can withhold some machinery purchases for a period of time, but not forever. The technology that comes with some of the newer machinery purchases are going to be needed.
Yeah.
This is always how do I maximize revenue? And you can skimp maybe for a period of time, but not forever. And machinery is maybe one where you can go longer, but you're going to have to make some changes at some point.
Okay, not backing off on seed or changing their seed ideas. What about fertilizer? Is there looking at doing things, I don't know, you shouldn't be looking to do things more efficiently with fertilizer. You should have gotten there by now.
I think it's only those operations that maybe haven't used the most latest technology that may say, yes, I can cut back on fertilizer. Now, if I've been really good at my fertility program, maybe for 1 year I can back away from that fertility program, but you can't do it for multiple years. No way.
Yeah, you're looking for meat on that bone, and there's not a lot to trim off anymore.
So I think it comes down to, am I using the most recent technology
that
allows me to minimize that fertilizer application? And if not, maybe that's an investment I want to make. Yeah. I may spend money on that technology to reduce that fertilizer cost.
The bottom line of that whole conversation, though, I think, is you cannot sell or generate revenue from a bushel that you don't produce. So don't back away on your production.
And the risk of that production as well, I think, is important. So don't be doing things that all of a sudden increases the risk of a 10% reduction in yield. Those things don't help at the end of the day. Right. So you have to be really careful. And I always say, I don't like this discussion, Chip. It's where we need producers to be focused on how do I do this more efficiently. That's so much fun.
Right.
But I think that's maybe where we're headed if these prices for the outputs keep going where they are.
Yeah. And which leads us to another conversation that typically isn't a whole lot of fun when you get the producers involved, and that is marketing. Got to do a better job of marketing in many cases.
And I will say, I do believe there's going to be opportunities.
Yeah.
These markets are a lot more volatile today.
Yeah.
I think that's not going away. And so being able to take advantage or and being positioned to watch those markets and know, hey, I'm going to go sell and maybe I'm going to sell 5% or 10% of what I think my expected production is for this year. Being able to pull that trigger, that's going to be much more important.
I've only got about 30 seconds left. Can the ag economy be in better condition 12 months from now than it is right now?
It can. I think it all hinges on domestic demand and international demand for many of our commodities.
Coming back to the demand side, you started there and went right back to it at the end, Scott.
That's right, Chip.
Yeah.
It's all about the demand side.
I'm a demand guy as well. I'm always looking for ways that we can stay focused on getting paid for product rather than not producing or having a production issue. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
You bet, Chip.
Thanks. All right. Scott Brown from the University of Missouri. Davis and I will be back to wrap up this morning's AgriTalk next.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Right now, save big on Scott's Naturescapes mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. And there's more. Get up to 40% off. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. These deals are selling fast, so start shopping now. Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 529. Mulch excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase. See Lowe's.com for details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
ID. Are you ready to maximize your yields? Use Germinator Steel Closing Wheels. Germinator Steel Closing Wheels provide a 13 bushel advantage per acre in no-till and a 7 bushel advantage per acre in conventional as compared to standard rubber wheels.
Caution, please confirm that you have additional space in your bin before adopting Germinator Closing Wheel Systems.
Call 712-520-6051 or visit farmshopmfg.com to place your order today.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather, so.
Oh yeah, I got 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk. And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here with Jeff Flory in the flesh.
There you are.
And you know what? You mentioned it earlier. We don't get to broadcast together outside very much.
No.
Out in the world. It's not just you and me, though. We got Big Apple Joe sitting right here, too.
He's here, too.
The three Agmigos. Are in the house.
Are you making up words again?
You like that?
Actually, yeah, I hate it when mm-hmm. we make up words.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
But Agmigos.
That one's not bad.
I think I can go with
it.
That.
Grow on you.
Yeah. Good luck.
Dude, great to be here in Kansas City with you guys and all the good folks here at the event. Yeah. Harlan Suderman. That was really interesting what he was talking about, how, and let's not get too political and weird here. Let's just look at this pragmatically. But when you see the Biden administration begin to adopt policies that sort of rhyme with the way that Trump dealt with China, and maybe more than sort of rhyme.
Yeah,
that's an interesting development there.
It is more than sort of rhyme. And when you look at that trade policy, when Biden made the announcements on Tuesday of the tariffs, mm-hmm. did it very early in the morning, by the way. He did it for China as much as he did it for the U.S. But it immediately generated the one-upsmanship with former President Trump. He says, oh, you're gonna tariff those EVs at 100%. If I'm in there, it's going to be 200%.
Yeah.
You know, it's higher cost for consumers, period. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of directed that conversation with Arlen over back to his inflation comments, because tariffs and policies and fiscal policy, not monetary policy, has an impact as well. But fiscal policy, stuff that comes from Congress and from the White House.
Right.
Definitely has an impact on the overall inflationary tones in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the more money you dump into it, the more inflation there's going to be.
Yeah.
So every time I hear this, number one, Biden is just lying when it comes to, I stepped in and we had a 9% inflation rate when I took over as president. Just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he tell the lie, he was told that he was lying. He came back and he did it again.
Yes.
So stop with this. The deceptions that are being thrown around by everybody in Washington, D.C. has left the voters frustrated.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, and this kind of one-upsmanship between the two candidates, I don't care who you're supporting in this election. This is bad for the consumer.
Oh, it's really bad.
And all they're trying to do is improve their own positions. in the consumer's eyes, what are we doing?
But
I don't get it.
But we are going to get a debate. We're going to get two.
We're going to get two. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
How about that?
I am very surprised. Now, it's outside, as I understand. I don't really get this stuff, but as it's outside of the usual, like, national, there's a national debate, like, I don't know, people who set up the presidential debates.
Yeah.
But this is through news outlets rather than the debate people, right?
Well, maybe the Biden administration had to push forward because they wanted to make sure that they had a favorable atmosphere in which for this debate to take place. Here's what surprises me.
Yeah.
Neither one of them will be the official candidate of either party when the first debate takes place.
Yeah.
These are happening before the conventions. The second debate, the second and final debate is going to take place earlier. Okay. Mm-hmm. Earlier than the first debates in the previous election cycles.
Okay.
So the debates are going to be done before the debates usually get started.
Right.
It's one of the strangest setups, agreements that I've ever seen. And
I can't get a straight, I can't find a straight answer on whether President Biden will run again. Is this maybe sort of a testing ground for him to, they're going to trot him out, see if he can still do the thing. And if he passes this test, but I don't know. It's getting late.
I think so too. Now, Big Apple's got an opinion on this. I know he does. What do you got?
I'm amazed like you guys are. I've never heard of a situation like this. I think I love the way you said it. Neither of these guys are going to be the nominee of the party come the actual conventions, to say nothing about the election itself.
Yeah.
Which is, and that's what, 5 months away?
Yeah.
6 months away?
Yeah.
5.5 months away, something like that.
Right in there.
What a crazy year we still have ahead of us. Everybody talks about if the election were held today, what a meaningless poll that is. Huh. Because so much to go. There's still 2 or 3 October surprises.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, and that is what has brought me around to comparing the Trump trade policies to the Biden trade policies.
Mm-hmm.
And if what has happened so far looks familiar or rhymes with what we saw from the Trump administration, next on the list are some big time direct payments to farmers.
Yep.
You know, all they're going to have to do, all they're going to have to do is show the net farm income chart and put it all over the news and then say, you know what? And I'm doing some things to protect manufacturers here in the United States that's actually hurting our farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to come with some payment. That is not a prediction. That is not, I am not predicting it.
No, but Suderman said there is money there for these sorts of things.
They don't care if the money's there or not.
No, they don't.
We're going to spend it whether it's there or not. So that's the other thing that kind of makes me think more confidently that there could be some sort of a direct payment on the not so distant horizon.
Mm.
I don't know. We'll see. I do know this.
Yes.
I do know that this afternoon we are going to be talking about Unscripted with Tyne Morgan and Clinton Griffith from Farm Journal.
I have my script here for that right here.
Actually. Yeah. And Greg McBride from Allendale will be our guest analyst this afternoon on AgriTalk.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first